episode of Block Talk. I'm your host, as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. Leave a 5-star review while you're there. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Michael Block Talk, and on Twitter/X at Block Talk NYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. It's time to head to the salon for a comedy challenge. And I think after this week, it's time that the judging panel got a new do. No pardon for them. It's time to talk all things Drag Race España All-Stars. And here with me is someone I might trust to give me a mani and pedi. It's Nasty Queen. Hola.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
You know what? I have been better when watching Drag Race. This season is
rough.
A choice.
Yes, no, I agree. We'll have a lot of things to discuss.
All right, pronunciations, I will eventually get better, but for now, I must leave this disclaimer. This is an entertainment podcast. We're discussing reality show characters as presented. We're out of production. We're showing the editor doesn't want you to. We react to what is presented. Yes, to the real people. You can put on a tune and go and tell them to share their copy. They've also been telling them to discuss. We're still on the podcast for entertainment to discuss reality show. All right, give me one single word to describe this season.
Rigor Morris.
Uh-huh.
I know this is two words, but like, it's
like, bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
There's ways to like say you want a person to win, and there's ways to be like, let's at least make it an enjoyable season.
They don't even hide it anymore.
Yeah, no shade to Setlas, but like, you kind of turn it against her because you don't want her to win now.
No, yeah, exactly.
And then the other option, you're like, definitely don't want her to win.
It's exactly that. Like, I loved her on her season.
Yeah.
I did. I think she's an amazing drag queen, but what they are doing this season is making me dislike her.
Yeah. All right. Let's go through it. Saji has left the building and Samantha just wants her badge. Whatever happened that we didn't see on camera, the girls are glad to see Sagittaria gone. Even her season one sister, Poopy Poison, she says she was getting annoying. So yeah, a lovely bunch of chicas we got here.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, that whole thing like really pissed me off too. Like, how many people did you see give up or like wanted to exit? Why her specifically? She can be having a mental breakdown. She can be having like something that is really okay. For her to give up is just because she doesn't want to get eliminated.
Poopy reveals she would have eliminated Sagittaria too. Are you surprised?
No. She asked for it.
Now, time to actually find out who the other winner would have given the chop to. And Jiriji pulls the lipstick out of her cooch to share that she too would have banished the twink. She calls her shady Saggy and claims that Sagittaria made it easier for them. I mean, the kid wanted to leave on her own. The judges said no, ma'am. So there's that also.
Exactly. It was no surprise to anyone what name will be in the lipstick.
What are the queens seeing that we're not? I think we have more sympathy as viewers as they all have kind of treated Sagittaria poorly. Do you see her as, did you see her as a detriment to her team this week or last week?
I did see because I see that she wasn't a helpful person because she was like in her head. Yeah, that was a detriment to her group, but I don't think she was doing that on purpose.
Mm-hmm,
we all mm-hmm. have breaking points.
Well, at this point in the competition, Hornella is the only one with hair left in her head, and the baldies think she's got to go. Would you ever shave your hair for drag?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I already think I look horrible with my hair and a ponytail. I cannot imagine myself without any hair.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, well, there's your answer. Meanwhile, Poopy has turned into Quasimodo, and the others want to call animal control to get her meds. She's old, not an animal.
I know.
Not
References
the same
people,
thing.
not the same thing.
They're at the doorsteps of the finale. It's the semifinals because this is what a short season.
Very short. So, well, it was like, what, eight queens as well? So,
Nine. We had nine.
oh, nine.
All right, let's
Still.
go. We got a brand new day, and Samantha will call Sagittaria a hemorrhoid she had in her ass. We're supposed to cheer on these people.
Ex That was the exact same thing. Like, let it go. Oh, the girl left.
Now,
Move
Hornella
on.
is wearing a very colorful skirt. Would you wear what she was wearing?
Probably.
Yeah, she was very flowy. It was very, very
Yeah.
pretty. Now, Sagittarius' mirror message says, hashtag team poopy poison all the way. Meanwhile, Hornella will laugh that she'll change her mind while watching the episodes. Feel bad for the kid.
Same, because I thought the same thing. Wait until she sees what Poopy was talking about. Even though on social media they are in good third terms.
So they say.
They said according to Sagittarius, they talk on WhatsApp and they are fine, so.
Samantha's happy with the girls who are left as they represent the past and present of drag. Poopy thinks the competition is tight, and I guess she forgot her glasses because it's actually over. But tell yourself it's not over if you need to sleep at night. But come on, girl. Now what's next? Well, Samantha says a hair salon, and I assume because of all the hair supplies on the table and not because the bald ones need a cut and color.
Yes.
Samantha has been pinned. She can't believe it. She got positive critiques, and yeah, I can't believe it either.
Me neither. Especially with the outfit she was wearing.
Now the alarm sounds with our supreme message about going to the hair salon. Do you like getting your hair did?
You do, yeah.
What is your specialty? When you go to your stylist, what do you say?
Usually I just say do whatever you think is gonna look cute.
Okay. Have you ever dyed your hair a wild color?
I don't know. Yeah, well, when I was younger, I dyed my hair green and then
Oh,
blue. Yeah.
okay.
Here, I just went full on like bleach blonde.
Very cool, very
Yeah.
cool. Well, Supreme arrives looking ravishing in red. She welcomes them as the semifinalists of Drag Race España All Stars. For this week's Maxi Challenge, it's time to get all roasty toasty. This roast will take place on a set filled with straighteners, dyes, and cuts, all the elements that will inspire their brilliant comic monologues. They will determine the running order themselves, and their victims will be the jury and their eliminated colleagues. How savage. How are you at roasting? What position would you want to perform in?
I am the middle because I don't think I'm good.
Okay. Are you good at reading?
Honestly, I think I am, but it depends because I know I am sarcastic to people sometimes without knowing them. But if I have to come up with things, I don't think I'm good. Like I think I'm more like in the moment.
Sure. So
If
you
that
wouldn't
makes sense.
have like a read for dear friend of the podcast, Pietra Parker, ready to go?
No, I'm
No.
not that
Okay. We'll get you one day to
One day
read
I'll start
everybody.
thinking about it.
Good book. Good. All right. How are they going to be judged this week? Well, they will be joined by special guest and mentor whose autobiography is titled May the End of the World Find You Laughing. The girls are clueless. So am I. I just want a name, but we'll get to her in a bit. I tried Googling it. I couldn't find anything.
I don't know who that is
All
either.
right. Now, the queens crowd the table as they prepare for the roast and determine how the hell they're going to pick their order. Poopy is nervous about this challenge as she says it went horribly wrong last time. She was told she was too watered down, so she has to hit harder this time. This is Samantha's first time doing a roast and knows that laughter is mandatory. She does not want to do improv. Everything has to be prepared, but she does not like working with a script. You can't have it both ways, girl. You gotta pick one.
How are you gonna prepare without a script?
So now, how will they decide to do the order? Well, of course, the bitch who would come first suggests they go in alphabetical order. So Drag Set Less will kick it off. Did you think that was calculated?
Oh yeah,
Why?
she probably wanted to get it out of the way because she would have would suck and everyone else was good, or she was just gonna be like in the middle, because I don't think she wanted to come after either Poopy or Samantha, since they are known for their humor. So yeah, she probably would not wanted to close the show, so.
Now, Samantha wants to go backwards, but they will come to the conclusion that alphabetical order will prevail. Setlust is not dumb. Also, she says her name is Drag Setlust, not Setlust, because then she would be last.
Yeah.
Now, Jurigi likes the idea of a roast, but knows you can't go overboard. When you watch a roast, what are the things that have to be included? How do you make a roast successful?
I think you gotta roast everyone it's there, but you have to include yourself. I feel like that is a good icebreaker. Like, make fun of yourself first, for them to read everyone else, so it doesn't also come across as like you just want to bash everyone. That's my opinion. Like, I'm no roast expert.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, it's time to visit the main stage where their special roast coach is waiting. It is Supreme, joined by Inez Hernand. Are you familiar with her lurk? No? Well, apparently she has worked as a lawyer, so this lady knows how to talk. That's what Wikipedia told me, but that's about as far as we're going to get here. Now, Setlist is up first, and she is nervous. Comedy is not her style, but Inez tells her her glasses make her look smart. Well, the joke is on her. Her brain is fried. You are, my friend, wearing glasses. Are you smart?
No.
So then why do you wear glasses? It's supposed to be for smart people,
To look
apparently.
smarter.
Oh, okay. She wants to compare the girls to Canary Island things, like food. Would you like to be compared to food? And if so, which food would you be compared to?
I wouldn't be mind to compare it to food as long as it was a yummy one.
And
Like
what would that be?
a sushi
A sushi roll. Oh,
roll.
okay. Any kind of specific
Oh, anything with
flavors?
salmon on it.
Ooh, we love that. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Inez tells her that when she does the comparisons, that she doesn't make it obvious, and now she's scared to death. Okay. She will offer her some notes, like Onyx. She is talking about the number two, but Inez was like, "Well, probably I won't get the reference because maybe it's two insider jokes. Maybe give us some context." So she tells her to joke about getting kicked out for a third time, or simply just draw penises on your nose, like she did. Did not have that one on my bingo card, did you?
I did.
Yeah? Do you draw penises on your notes?
On my nose? No, my notes. Yeah.
Hornella is here, and she will be diving outside the realm of hair in order to be different than the rest. She wants to focus on manicures and discuss how each person would be a different client based on their nails. She is basing it off of Maria Barranco from Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. She wants to play dumb. Have you ever seen the movie Women on the Verge of a
No,
Nervous Breakdown?
but no, have you?
I have not, but I know about it. Do you know about it?
I did know about it. I just never watched it.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. All right. So, she will not have any content to share, but she is reminded that she has to get in a reference to Suprema in this. Great. So she will take that run and call her a French manicure because she's everywhere and basic. Do you have
Well,
a French manicure?
do I have a French manicure? No.
What color are your nails right now?
No collars.
No color. Oh my God, you are basic. It's okay.
I am very basic. I gave up being having nails when I started dog walking.
That's fair. That's fair. Now, she's going to call the jury lesbians last time. And even though no one told her, and even told one to go back to being black and white, so she's going to shake things up this time around. She will share about her fear of finding the limit and what when it's funny or personal. So she has made age jokes before, but doesn't want to wade in those waters again. So Inez tells her she can focus on careers to stray away from personal aesthetic damage. If someone go make fun of you, do you want them to focus on your personality and physicality or your career? What are you going to allow someone to tackle?
That's interesting, because like we also have a lot of I know I have a lot of insecurities, but if I know it was a roast, I wouldn't mind if you go after my career and my don't know. I don't know personality flaws, but I would like didn't I don't think I would mind if it was if it would go for my physicality.
Oh my God, wait, you're perfect. I didn't know that. See, that's how we do it. That's what we
In
do.
my head,
There we go. There we go.
sometimes.
We have Jirigi here, and she is surviving drag boot camp. She will be very generous as she has something for everyone. She has to put her finishing touches on her jokes. Her concept is to be a stylist at a French hair salon who is not really French. It's just for marketing. The only thing she has in common with the French is her baguette. And yes, she went there.
Which I find it, I liked it, honestly.
She's allowed to make that joke. No one else can.
Yes, exactly.
Ines likes that she is coming from a point of view with a great way to start, and her tactical approach is working, so she's going to follow the pointers she's got. It is Poopy's turn, and she is stuck. She doesn't understand where the line of roast is, which is wild because she's a very naturally funny person.
Exactly.
She has no jokes ready, so Supreme tells her to pull from what she already knows and the confidence that Sylvia Abril gave her already. Inez tells her that if she doesn't want to go after those who are present, go after those who have fallen. Did she mean the dead people?
Thought she was mean. She meant the ones that got
That's
eliminated,
what I thought also, but then I was like, but that's part of the assignment. So is she
but
talking about
right?
dead people?
She didn't
I
talk
don't
about the
know.
death people part.
She then tells her, or give an impression. So we're going to hear Poopy do her best Jurigi innocent giggle and play with her voice, and the laughs are there. And then Supreme is like, I'm going to stir the pot. Let's see you do your best Sagittaria, because let's dig into the poor twink.
I know. I was like, let it
This is a
go.
weird side of Supreme, because she's not this savage, but she does not care
No.
for Sagittaria anymore.
Clearly. I noticed that especially when she didn't let Sagittaria go.
Poopy's new struggle is to make the imitations the bulk of her set, so now it's going to complicate things further. Poopy thinks it's better to create a character for this challenge, so Inez tells her being a hairdresser who talks about the clients is a perfect concept. Poopy wants to distance herself from the jokes, so being a character will help her. Do you think that is a good strategy? Because we have seen people try to do that and fail miserably.
But we also seen people do characters ended very well.
Correct.
I
So,
do for
would
her
you do a
maybe
character?
probably.
Who would the character be?
Well, it depends on the setting. Like at the salon, I'll probably be just the hair wash, the shampoo girl that sounds
Okay,
like
okay.
Anya. I'm doing something like that. You know, it depended on the setting. I'll probably create a character too.
Let's say it was set at Carnival.
Ooh, I will be the slut. Like everyone is a slut in Carnival, though.
Of course, of course. So maybe I need to go to Carnival and find some boys.
Oh, you will find many.
Good, I like to hear that. And finally, we have a visit from Samantha Ballantyne's, and she is so-so with a roast. It's her first one. The expectations are high for her and Poopy because they're expecting the best jokes because they are the comedy queens. Her character will be a woman who's slightly under the influence because she's had it up to her pussy with waiting in a salon as she's got an event to go to. Do you have to wait quite long for your visits at the salon?
Not really.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm
I usually
proud of
get
you.
there like a little bit earlier anyway, so like I never had to wait like
Days.
yes, an absurd amount of time for it.
Well, she's trying to not fall into the trap of vulgarity or physical insults, and she knows her comedy can be obscene, but doesn't want to humiliate anyone. Sounds like you know what a roast is. Good job, girl. So Inez says that the event should be something like, I don't know, going to a baptism. And Supreme says that's funny because you're not to be drunk at those. Should she baptize Saji? Well, Samantha says mentally she's the same age as a reborn baby. Wow, it is shit on Saji season.
I know. I'm like, this is getting old.
Yeah.
Like, she is not stupid. She's not dumb. We all can see it. I don't think they were expecting the viewers to be on Sagittarius side,
Yeah, but we
honestly.
are. So sorry about that.
I think they like shoot themselves in the foot with that one.
Yeah. Well, she's got a lot of brainstorming to do. It's now the day of the roast, and the girls are feeling energized. They've been running around crazy, and the tension is present as they are so close to the finale. Now, Jirigi is eager to give them a tongue lashing, and I bet she is. She's the horny girl.
Yes, I love her though.
Samantha thinks that Jirigi is another one with a beautiful mind that comes off as dumb. Not a dumb hair on her pussy. They like using the word pussy a lot. Inez's advice to Poopy has calmed her down. She trusts herself to come out and be an ass and play a character. She wanted to water it down again, though, but she just won't be out there acting like an asshole. So we'll see if she got the notes. Samantha's nervous for the expectations as she says that. We'll cut over to Jirigi, deep throating a hair curler. She's really horny.
She always is, but she's still my favorite.
She's got an oral fixation. Like, listen, I know that a lot of people love putting things in their mouth, but when you have a prop on the set, maybe not that one.
True. Well, we all know the first thing on the season on size season two was to deep curl what is was a jalapeno remember the pepper that she put it in Thai.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Setless has a hair curler and puts it in her bald head. Silly. The girls think Samantha will be on top, and Setless thinks she will too because of her experience and intuition, and because the Javis told her that she would be in the top as she was sucking them off in their dressing room.
Probably.
I don't have proof, just expectations. Cornella compares Setless to the student who doesn't study but still gets 100% on the test. I hate those kinds of people.
Thanks.
We know
Well,
them.
yeah, my brother, he
Yeah.
was one of those.
My brother, too. Well, now it's time to put their clown faces on. Now, Poopy left her makeover challenge, which was right before the finale. So leaving today would be the same thing for her. She's not ready for that possibility. She is nervous that she knows how she felt, so she'll be in a negative headspace. Meanwhile, Setless tells her, just have fun. Easy for her to say, just have fun.
It's like they know.
Yeah. Poopy thinks that Setless has an advantage. She's never seen herself as a comedian, so the expectations are low. She is starting off the roast, so if she's a little funny, it will be amplified. Do you think when you have low expectations and do well, that's when you win challenges on Drag Race?
Yeah.
Why can't we judge everyone equally?
I would love to know that because that's something that I've been seeing since season two, especially of Spain. They like it's like the Rusical was the perfect explanation when Visa came on to them. That was the perfect explanation why like you are so you go down in some girls and it's the same thing the Sagittaria did just because like she's not good at that, so you don't have expectations, and then you want the one that is funny to be like extremely funny. No, it's she did well, period.
I agree. It's just I hate when we,
Yeah, they put
force
the
things.
expectations and expect them to be like brilliant, and
Exactly,
then they are
exactly.
not that. It's also you're in the bottom because you didn't exceed my expectation. It's bullshit.
Yeah,
It's
very
not fair.
frustrating. Insanely frustrating. Well, Setless also reminds Poopy she saved her, just in case she's playing the game and she doesn't want her to be eliminated as a threat. Now, Samantha just wants them all to laugh at themselves, and if anything goes wrong, may the best drag queen win. Again, it's almost like she knew what was happening.
Yeah.
Right, we're gonna head over to the main stage where Supreme is giving us Dark Lady Cher realness. I was here for that look.
I've been
Ooh.
loving her looks, honestly. My least favorite was the first one.
Our panel this week is Javier Ambrosi, Anna Locking, who is lacking the drag again. I don't know what's going on with this lady. Javier Calvo, Inez Hernan, who is doing drag because that headpiece was drag, mama. The main stage looks like it got a little makeover because that set had budget.
Yeah.
That had a lot of budget.
They have really good budget for the set.
Yeah, good for her, right? Good for this little set getting a budget and upgrade and looking good and feeling gorgeous. And then we have our four eliminated queens sitting on the side. Now, I don't know what the fuck they were told to wear, but we got a bevy of styles here. Onyx is giving you polka dot, the house down boots. Paquita is giving a visor and purple hair. Pink Shadora is attending her 10th husband's funeral. And Sagittarius said, fuck it, I'm hot, I'm giving you beauty.
I wonder if they just told them to wear whatever they wanted.
Well, probably. Whose look did you love the most?
Saji's and Onyx.
Would you wear Onyx's look?
Oh yeah, if I know how to do that makeup, yeah.
Do it. Do it. Try it.
I should. I like her look.
All right. Let's begin with the roast. Then we'll move into the runways and critiques. It's the wash, cut, and spill the tea roast. Now, I don't want to dive too much into your life when you get a haircut and a color and everything. How much gossip do you spill?
How much cost?
Gossip.
Oh, gossip. Oh, it honestly, I don't talk a lot when it comes
No.
to, no. If they talk to me, I talk, but it's usually about work or life.
Do you hear other ladies in the salon talk about other things
I
and be like,
do sometimes.
ooh?
But like it's my like if they are gossiping, I'm like, like
Has
I
there
don't
ever
know
been
what
a
they're
mo
talking about, but like
Has there ever been a moment where you're like, I need to know more of the story? Like, tell me more of the story.
probably back in Brazil because I haven't been to many hair salons here. Because here when I go, it's usually my friends, so I can get a discount.
Have
So
you ever let Acacia Forgot do your hair?
she didn't want to. She
No, she
likes
didn't
to
want to
do,
fuck
no,
it up.
I tried. I tried her to cut my hair, but she's like, no, I do wigs, girl.
Tell her it's a human hair unit.
I did, but no, she didn't want to. She's like, I don't
Okay,
want to.
okay.
No, I do wigs. No.
That's fair. All right, shall we begin? Drag Set Less is giving you a woman of a certain age who lo likes to fuck around and never find out. She will remind the audience of her winning accolades. Why? Well, to shove it in their faces and claim that she is the most modest person they will see today. She has come in on an empty stomach, and all she can think about is food. And no, Onyx, not that kind of food. I guess she's saving that for after filming. Yeah. Well, she tells her second chances are not meant to be. She calls her more repetition than wrinkly potatoes and spicy sauce. That sounds yummy to me. I like potatoes and I like spicy.
I'm not a fan of spicy, but I like potatoes.
But you are so spicy.
I know, but I can't deal with too much spice. It's so funny, right?
So how are you going to be on Hot Ones?
I thought about it. Seriously, I would power it through. I would die.
That would be fun to watch, though.
I would be oozing from every pore of my mouth. I would do it.
All right, next. Next, she loved to eat a canary stewed beef and tomatoes where you just put all your leftovers in a pot, which is what Pink Shadora does with all her looks. Mean.
It was a good one, though.
And then she tells her to stop smiling so she can put them in her piano, and that means those ivories, because those are quite the chompers. They're very bright, very
They
white.
are.
Now, the jury, she says, represents a good stew. Meat from a chicken, Anolakan. Meat from a cow, Supreme. Meat from a swine, Javier Ambrosi. And meat from a goat, Javier Calvo. Okay, that was kind of funny.
It
I feel like
was.
the swine was the most offensive.
Yes, but I still liked it.
Then add the chickpeas, cabbage, beans, onions, tomatoes, pumpkin, carrot, kidney beans, potatoes, garlic, paprika, and then no one knows what it is, just like you, Inez. All right, good joke, great setup. Do you know what roasted maize and Sagittaria have in common? They're both vegetables. Wow. That was rude.
But we could see that coming though
Yeah.
from her.
She says seeing Samantha reminds her of a eating a dogfish, which I have learned is a bottom-dwelling shark. Also, small strips of dogfish dried in the sun that need to be soaked overnight with a strong smell. And that's what you see on Wikipedia when you look up Samantha Ballantyne's. Had you heard of a dogfish before?
Yes.
Okay, so you knew. I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Now she eats a canary banana that if you don't eat it right away, it will lose flavor just like her friend Hornella. All right. I think she was good. The jokes were great.
But again, because we didn't have expectations for her.
But if you tell them to do a theme of a salon and not once tie it into the theme, I don't think you win the challenge.
That I agree too. I think she did good for what she prepared. She was funny, but there is nothing to do with her salon. She just did a roast,
That was
period.
literally the point here. Okay, just putting it out there. I'm not trying to shit on Setless right now. I'm just saying they gave you a theme for a reason.
She didn't even mention she was in a hair salon or anything.
All right, next we have Jornada Góngora. She will arrive very much in character and introduce herself as Jornada Maria Góngora Chicón. She is the nail tech and the queen of shitty jokes. She brought it right away. She's going to warn you. Do you think it's smart to let the expectations be low so if their jokes land, you laugh?
Yeah,
I
I would do
agree.
the same.
And self-deprecation, we love that.
It gives you like already gives you the entrance to and the like the green light to also be shitty,
Yes.
self-deprecate of the other people.
She has brought a catalog of her nails, and they have the French manicure where you can see it everywhere. And this is the most basic, like poopy poison. Why did she flip it to poopy and not Inez? Because it didn't quite land for poopy.
True. I don't know. But because Poopy does a, I wonder if because Poopy does a lot, because this is
Maybe.
something that I got me thinking. How is Supreme judging Poopy when they are on a show together, like the We Are Here that we have in America, you know?
How did Brooklyn Heights judge her two sisters from season 11?
Yeah, exactly.
They have a much more modern version that comes with tips in black and has shit on the inside. She calls it scatological, and that's Samantha Ballantyne's. Okay. They have a normal permanent that everyone asks for, but it's expensive and doesn't last. It only lasts for 7 days, like Pink Shadora. Okay. They have oval nails that remind her of Paquita because she never gets a poke at the prize on this program. And then Paquita will say that she gets to poke at her dad.
As always, she always comes back with the dad joke.
Of course, because she likes daddies. It's okay. They have the onyx type nail. She calls them the Back to the Future nails because you get them done, go back to Drag Race. And you go with the same challenges and the same wardrobe you did the first time around. It didn't translate properly in English, but I get the joke, and it was a very, very funny idea and concept. They have the Setless type nails, and they're very small, very polished, and they fit perfectly up your ass. She should have directed that directly to the hobbies. They have plastic nails inspired by the dozens of vials of hyaluronic acid they all have applied to come to All Stars, mostly her. They might be asking for the Twitter type nails because they're on fire. Why was that not a joke to Sagittaria?
Great question, because she is the queen of Twitter out of
Yes.
those over there.
And then she will leave them with some tips, and she takes out a set of nail tips and hands it to Jiriji, and she told you she had shitty jokes. That's the kind of humor that I do. I love it.
I thought she did great.
I liked it. It was on theme. It dove into the queen's well. She was articulate. She didn't have a script. I thought she performed pretty damn good.
Same. I thought she did very well.
Shall we move on to Jariji Durkli? She will look like a very high, sophisticated woman and then speaks in French. She will say that Miss Gongora is the Joaquin Sabina of drag. Didn't get it. I don't go to there.
No, I didn't know either.
She will be the makeup artist who will work on creating their looks from their facial features. She will look away from the baldies, aka Poopy and Samantha, and say she has no inspiration from their faces. They're a hard-boiled egg and doesn't know where their foreheads end. Mean but true. She says that Samantha is Voldemort, and Poopy, she tells that she should follow Supreme's example and let someone else do her makeup. She went there, and everyone laughed.
That was so good. I laughed a lot of that way.
She makes them their own shampoo of lavender and chloroform, so they shut the fuck up. Okay, Jiriji is going very heavy. She's very, very crude.
That's that if If you watch her, that's her humor is like that though.
She has a special shampoo for Paquita with special ingredient, father's milk. And then she makes a bad joke about her not lasting long on the show. That one I didn't care for. I didn't think the hair reference worked as well.
Yeah, it was just, I think that was the way I think she found to put the theme on it, probably.
She loves finding out all the gossip, and we'll talk about the lizard with the wig, Sagittaria. And the way that twink knew it was about her, like she put her hand under the chin. All she knows is she's getting a paycheck to be there.
Yep. Like Sagittarius energy for all of this, it's like
It was such a troll. I loved it.
it
Now,
was.
Sagittaria isn't even a Sagittarius and says by the name rule of thumb, she should call herself Talentia or Brainy. She's not calling her stupid as they share the same brain cell and they have to support each other. Okay, that was a good joke. That was funny. That
Was.
worked. It was good. She says Supreme has lots of talents. They are both singers and gave her advice to not sing live as you might get a frog in your throat. And that is inevitable, unavoidable. I'm assuming that was lyrics to her song.
Yes, Supreme has a song called Inevitable.
All right, there it is. Now, before she goes, she confesses that the show being Frenchie is just a marketing strategy, and the only thing she has similar to the French is her baguette. Overall, it was meh. It wasn't that it wasn't funny, it was a pacing issue, and for me, it was the worst of the night.
Yeah, I love her, but I think she was the weakest one too. She did better on her season, I feel, on the road than this one.
We have Poopy looking ratchet and saying they call her Poopy, but really she is from Murcia and is named Josica from Santiago de la Ribera. She is a hairdresser who started by sweeping, washing, and trimming. And now she will talk about all their customers. She says some are top, and then some are bottoms and points to the eliminated queens. All right, we're getting started, starting off good. She says, remember the saying, bottle blonde, rug doesn't match the drapes? The color of your eyebrows matches your muff. And then there's one about pink Shadora, gray in your beard, your tongue will be cheered. Okay. Great.
Sure.
She told her she was a dancer and a choreographer, and she invented all the choreography the animatronics do at the fun fair. Okay, that's funny. That was
That
cute.
was funny. That was funny.
Now, Sagittarius, she got her, and everything was filled with shampoo. She fell every time, and then one day she had broken her sterno. She doesn't know what that is, but she'll make her a TikTok, aka a dance to help her learn. Okay, fine. She says that the other day she complained that there was a stain on her haute couture red dress and then moves on. Where was the joke? Why did she not have a follow-up about the joke for Sagittaria?
Yeah, I did that one. I didn't get it
Is it
either.
possible they cut some things?
Maybe because I definitely did not get that.
Okay. Now another posh client is unlocking. She talks about fashion, so she switches off, but she has created hand signals for her little fingers, which say, do her nails. And the eyes of Horus is just trim the ends or where do I throw out my gum? That's funny. I
That
thought that was very good.
was, yeah.
Now she will talk about the owner of the salon, Supreme Deluxe, who comes in there every day. She keeps an eye on them, but puts them in a tizzy. She stands in front of them and says, two hairspray cans stand in front of me. The moment has arrived for you to give me volume and don't fuck up the comb. Good joke. The addition of the reverb was funny. I think it was an easy thing.
Yeah.
And then she wins, in my opinion, in for her set by saying she presents the next customer as how she has to be presented, and she mocks Samantha's voice. The captions were wild. That was the funniest bit of this entire set.
Yeah. Her,
That's where she
yeah.
shined, was the impressions.
The impression she did of Samantha was so good.
I don't know if she didn't have more impressions, if she was afraid to be mean, but
I
she
think
was
she
timid.
was afraid.
The jokes were there. It was just not as strong as we know she could have done.
Yeah. I think she again was afraid of like cross, which she's never afraid to be mean or anything when she's on her confessionals, but it's because she has to say to their faces.
Right. Well, good content, execution, not as funny as it could have been. And finally, we have Samantha Ballantyne's. And upon reaching the desk, she will thank Danny DeVito. Which is funny. That is two times this year that a Drag Race contestant has been compared to Danny DeVito. Do you want to see a show with the two Danny DeVitos, Poopy Poison and Maya Model Page?
Oh yeah. That should be a doozy.
Well, she is fed up that she is late for the baptism. It's been so long, they already had their first communion. Okay, that's funny. She says the baptism was so short, it was the shortest Onyx's time on the program. And she says she hasn't come to rule the world as half the planet would belong to Setlus, who did the competition for her. She's not wrong. She's not wrong.
No.
She tells Saji that she looks gorgeous. If she goes like that, she's Esther Cañadas. And if she goes like this, she is a mop with a wig. I didn't quite get the joke. I think it's another inside joke that I was like, whew.
It's, I think it's like if she is, she's just saying like if you look her front and sideways, but.
Gotcha. She doesn't know why she's called stupid. She's just thinking differently than the rest with a delay, like a reborn baby. Okay. Now Samantha says she's going blind. It's just Pink Shadora smiling. Okay, that was funny. That's good. We're diving into that. She says there is a child there with their face painted, and she will ask Setlust to stand up and says she's really small. She gave her fright. Oh, wait, that was just Hornella's face. That's how you do a double whammy. It would have been funnier if it was Paquita.
Yeah, because Paquita is even smaller than Setlist, so.
Exactly. She says she doesn't have two cheeks. She's a hamster with two nuts in the mouth, and she says she's got more head than a doll stand in a toy shop. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Her cheeks are quite large.
Yes.
Now, she refers to the Javis as Malaysia oysters. She thought Anna was another transvestite. That's what the caption said, but maybe not the joke we want to make. She is the top of the program. She calls Supreme toxic, asking if she thinks it's normal when someone leaves there to have the balls to say, "Who cares what I do?" She cares. Mental health. Meanwhile, Saji's like, "I'd like a word."
Yep.
Then Samantha will chug the rest of her beverage as she drinks to forget them all. On paper, the jokes weren't hilarious. Execution, best of the night.
I it's my problem is like the way I got tired because she always acts like she's drunk, so that's why it got me. But her jokes are very good. I agree with you. It's just like the acting like drunk. I am tired of seeing her do that because I feel like she does that every single day. But she
Hey,
won.
branding, you know?
Yeah, true.
All right. Category is martyrized, which will feature ruffled flamenco dress, Spanish comb, and sunglasses as a tribute to transgressor and transvestite singer of Spanish song, Martirio. Are you familiar with her?
I am not familiar with her. I know the what the word and stuff is because it's this it's very similar in Portuguese, but I've heard of this the person, but not her. I'm not acquainted with the.
In honor of the runway, we will play tribute or dishonor. Are you
Okay,
ready?
tribute or dishonor.
Jurigi Durkli, look by Rafa Pianador, hair by Cesar Fernandez. I love how big and bold it is, but the way that the layers sit, it's very saggy. I wish it had a bit more structure. I hate diaper dresses. It's one of my least favorite things. I love the print. I think the headpiece is great. Love the same sunglasses, but overall, it's a safe look.
I liked it. I see
Tell me
what you're
why.
saying, but I feel like she has the body to you. I think if it was some like, I feel like she has the body to use this kind of dress because I'm not a fan of this kind of dress either. But I like how he only starts to get the poofy, saggy thing from like the like not even the waist, like more of the hips down, and like that the headpiece is something. Yeah, it's very representative and like something that is very recognizable. So I did enjoy this.
Okay. The judges say her way of speaking was very intelligent with some of the best material of the night. They tell her to keep pace as it was lacking. They call the look spectacular, and the bulls is what represents Spain. I will give her a soft tribute.
It's a tribute for me.
Audience, 80% tribute, 20% dishonor. Ornella Gongora, look by Pedro Bejar, hair by Malibu. I think the houndstooth in red and white is fun, but it does veer into tablecloth. I love the way the frills come out of the sleeves and the bottom of the dress. I think it feels fashion and couture, but it's not lined, which we all know I hate. And that makes me very sad. But the floral embellishment is a nice touch. I just don't love the color being black and mustard. Again, it looks like we're going to a picnic, but this hair works for this look. That's probably the best time I'll give you a wet hair look that I'll approve.
Honestly, it made me think of French fries. I don't know why.
French fries.
Your entire look made me think of this little basket of friends.
That's fair. That's fair.
But I thought it like the sleeves and the bottom were gorgeous. And the embroidery too.
The judges call the rose clean, and the nail thing helped her organize things, but she is told she needs more expression when she speaks. She is told she got more confident th halfway through, and her look is nostalgic and abstract. So basically, she was told, you were great, but we don't want you in the top. Great. It's a tribute.
It's a tribute too.
Audience 93% tribute, 7% dishonor. Drag set last. We have Look by David Rodriguez. This is going to be a challenge that fits set last because it's inherently grand, and that's her Canary Island drag. I feel like it's a bit on the nose to go with the darker color story. Regardless, at this point, she does impeccable drag. This is stunning. The ruching is incredible. The headpiece is brilliant. And that ass, I mean, maybe it didn't fit, and this was just a way to, I don't know, save her ass.
So, I have a very controversial opinion about
Go
this.
for it.
Yes, it's gorgeous, but that fucking zipper fucked everything else. If you want to do a nude illusion on your chest, why is the fuck that zipper going up on your neck? Like, that's supposed to be your skin. Since when do you have a zipper on your skin? It looks messy, in my opinion, and you can see, no.
So you're not here for it.
I'm not your friend. It will be. I thought it was gorgeous until she removed the fucking fan and I saw that fucking zipper here. I was like, what is this?
The judges get emotional as they call her out of this world. They see the Canaries whenever they see her, even when she adapts. She doesn't lose her essence. They call the look a success and impressive. The looks great. I'll give it a tribute. But they
For me,
didn't critique the fucking challenge.
no. For me, it's a soft dishonor.
Well, it might just be you. The audience, 97% tribute, 3% dishonor.
I know it's the zipper. If that zipper wasn't there, that's why I'm saying it's soft because I do love it. But that zipper, I can't. It's like the booger on the whole thing for me.
The booger, ew. Oh wow. Okay. Poopy Poison, look by Jose Lopez Monteiro, wig by Hair by Steya. I love the color. The purple is quite beautiful, vibrant, and rich. The back piece was a tad too simplistic. The neck being a V-neck like she's wearing a t-shirt was such a shame. It just needed to be much better, especially this late in the competition.
So it's a great idea, very good constructed, but it's like a plain ass dress.
Yeah.
Period. Like, yes, the fabric, I love the color, but do something on the body of the dress. It literally looks unfinished to me.
The judges tell her she got rid of the thorn in her side during the roast, but critique her for her the script. They like the look that it went to Holy Week and how it was overstated. I'm going to give it the softest right on the line tribute.
It's a dishonor for me.
Audience, your side, 43% tribute, 57% dishonor. And finally, Samantha Ballantyne's look by David Rodriguez. Literally hate how trashy this looked. The apron and the top of the dress look like they don't fit. The sunglasses were too simple. Once again, there are too many clashing colors, and the SB in the headpiece looked like it was done by a kindergartner. It is not cute.
Honestly, I wasn't mad at it because I know this person. Like I've seen people like dress like that, so like I related to it, and that's what I liked it about it.
Wow, y'all, Nasty Queen's revealing a lot about herself today. She's at the salon of Block Talk and just spill on the tea that she's a messy mess girl.
I'm messy because I would dress like that too.
Okay. Well, the audience, well, the judges are going to call her comic, and she injects humor all the time. The roast made them happy and call her brilliant. They say the look is modern, but rooted in a traditional woman with her region represented. A dishonor to us all.
I'm gonna do a tribute.
And guess what? They don't agree with you. 37% tribute, 63% dishonor. Now, the judges have decided that Samantha and Setless are the top two. Winabox is giving them a trip for two, flights and hotel included. But the catch is, they don't know where in Europe they're going until 48 hours before.
That's
What?
like, that's insane. Like, how do you
That's so
pack for?
cool, though.
It is cool, but then you have 40, well, 48 hours to pack. It's not that bad, though.
Listen, homosexuals pack in 5 minutes.
Okay, well, that's not my case.
Oh, I forgot. You have to take decades to pack. You have to plan every outfit and a
Listen,
backup
I need
to
to.
every outfit, a shoe to go with every outfit.
Exactly. I need to think, well, if in this day's rain I need this, but if it makes cold, but then I might want to wear that. And, there's a lot involved.
Well, if you are not in the top this week, you are in the bottom, meaning Poopy, Gerigi, and Hornella are risk at going home. Let's talk about all these results here. I don't agree. I do not think Setless was in the top. I think Hornella was fucking robbed this week. And I
Yep.
sincerely do believe, with the twist, what it was, no way in hell they could put Setless in the bottom because she would have gone home.
Oh, hell yeah. Because none of those four girls would save Setless S. But, well, Ornella would send her home.
Cornella would have sent her home.
Samantha wouldn't, though.
Samantha, I don't know, because she had Gerigi there too.
True. But she would set.
Because what would have happened is Samantha, either way, she saves Gerigi or Setlas,
She would
Poopy
send
is going to
Poopy.
get the pardon, and she's going to send one of them home. This was all
True,
set up, friends.
true.
This was all set up.
Because that's what I was thinking when that whole thing logistic happened. I was thinking, if they save Ornella and they send Ornella, Ornella's not gonna save Giudice, Ornella's gonna send Poopy. So like they want the season two girls to be there.
Correct.
So like in any way, if Ornella got saved or if Poopy got saved, and like by the pardon, none of them would save Giudice.
Right. The queens will head to the back, but the eliminated queens, well, they've got some work to do, and it's not to clean the set, but we'll get to this whole twist in a second. Samantha is happy to be in the finals with her friend. And if you asked me ever if Samantha Ballantines would be in a final of a season, I would have said I have a better chance marrying a prince. But that's not happening. So,
You know how they do those like rankings with the queen's points of like performance points? Do you realize that Samantha Ballantyne's has higher performance points than Bianca Del Rio on that thing?
correct.
How?
Well, Setless is very pressed about the eliminated queens, and mostly because she knows if Sagittaria could fuck up her game, she will. And that's what we call karma, bitch.
Yep.
Poopy wonders if they will vote or if something as they saw they saw their runways as well the roast, and Setless thinks it would be gaggy if they got to pick a lipstick. But Hornell knows something fishy is coming. But for now, the girls have to have their chats on who they want to send home. So first we will have Samantha and Poopy. Poopy says off the bat that she doesn't need to tell Samantha that she wants to stay. It is obvious. She got close to the finals once. She wants to not leave right before it again. She tells her if she wants to let her experience be the opposite, it's up to her. So Samantha tells her, well, tells us that Poopy will always find work as she is a Spanish cross-dressing icon. Whether she's in the finals or wins, she'll always be on top. Do you think that is a fair argument?
No,
I agree.
I understand where she's coming from, but this is a competition. You are all here because you want
Correct.
to win. Doesn't fucking matter what she will be after.
I agree. All right, Setless and Hornella. Setless will start why she should be in the finale over someone who hasn't. Hornella says that she doesn't know the criteria for measuring each person's talent, but says if she stays, the final will be fucking business. Setless sees a fighter in Hornella as she is enthusiastic and really works hard, but does she see her as a threat?
Do you think Setless is anyone's as a threat?
I know. Because she's been told she's not a threat by the Javis. Now, Jiriji and Setless will have a chat, and this is obviously just for a formality. There was never a moment in Setless's mind that she would send her sister home. She tells her to relax as she will not touch her. They have been a great support, and she says she has worked hard, so she should stay. Do you think that was fair to tell her?
Honestly, I don't know if it was fair to tell her, but like it would out if I had someone like a friendship like they do, I would probably do the same.
It just was not a cute look.
No, because it feels bad for the other two, and I see that too. So it kind of like it sucks for the other one, but like we've seen this in all the other All Stars, so like it's here, how Roxy Andrews here to prove it.
It was just laid out there a little too obvious for me.
Yeah, like oh yeah, you don't even like you don't need to discuss your case to me because like they're like I'm not yet. I see. Yeah.
Now, with Samantha, Hornilla says that she came there to recover part of her that she left on stage. She left the last time in a bad way, and she is not the same person. She is happy with the girls left, and she enjoyed herself and wouldn't change a thing. So Samantha tells her it comes down to a girl who has a lot to give and has their own personal vibe. So her heart is split. Okay, fine. Poopy with Setless again says that she wants to stay. Leaving would be a bummer, and she won't tell her she deserves it more. But last time, she made her decision. But wants her to change it. Celeste tells us that she's really not sure as Poopy has a win. Hornella does not have a badge. Hornella made it to the finale in her season. Poopy did not. All right, that's all fair. And again, notice how Jiriji's not included in this at all. And speaking of, finally here with Samantha, Jiriji wants her to know that the decision is hers. Samantha tells her they are unbreakable. She is clear that Jiriji will stay. Her heart is split between the other two. And they just couldn't let Sagittarius just quit last week. Like, we had to watch these conversations.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to the important job for the Eliminated Queen. Supreme will tell them that their presence is key as they have a unique power to reprieve one of the bottom three and give them a pardon. If the queen they gave the pardon to is chosen by lipstick, she will be safe and then get to pick between the other bottom two. What did you think about this twist?
I thought that was insane because first when they teased, I thought, okay, they will save one of the three before they have to go and decide.
Yes.
Not like that was, I thought it was a great twist on us, but I wonder if it was just a way for them to secure who they wanted in the on the finale too.
Duh. Duh. Now, since this is a season of sisterhood, you can imagine exactly how the girls will start off this conversation. It has to be unanimous, and that was not going to happen easily. Pink Shadora will fight hard for Hornella as they have been together since they met, so she is with her until the end. Onyx will say it is Jiriji based on track record, but Sagittarius says it doesn't matter if they give it to her, she's already going to be saved. But Onyx will push back that if the pardon is someone who gets the chop, that person would eliminate Jiriji, which is a fair point and the logical move for the other two to do.
Yeah.
Paquita is following her heart to save Hornella, and Onyx is not happy. But leave it to Big Mouth that it's falling onto Hornella because the season two girls eliminated the two season three queens. And that, again, is called karma.
Yeah.
Sagittarius knows that they are not coming close to a decision, so she's just gonna go get some popcorn. And I was like,
I love
I
that.
would too.
I was like, can I have some?
She was just having a good old time.
And
Now,
then she
Onyx is
comes
very
back.
pissed.
And then she comes back and says, so we're saving Poopy.
Right? She's very pissed that they're not letting her save her sister, but hey, that's the game. And Sagittarius and her big bowl of popcorn's like, Poopy, right?
Yeah.
Pink Shadora will say that it pains her that Poopy has to go as she wanted a full comedy finale and loves watching her, but she's not going to budge. Do you think maybe this twist would work a little better with a different makeup of queens?
Probably.
I
Because
agree.
like it's obviously like you have the two season three eliminated girls. They are not gonna pick different from like if they have like they it was the entire season like the season sticking together.
Yeah, I feel like I like this twist. I would like to see it again somehow, somewhere, maybe not an
Yeah.
American season. But with the way this was all shaken up, like this was We knew the outcome.
Yeah, like I want to see this twist again in other franchises too, but I knew it because I was following the same thing. If they don't say, if they save Ornella and they pick Ornella, Ornella is gonna send it either way. If they like, if the queen that they saved was the queen that it wasn't the lipstick, Junichi would have had her ass sent home.
And that would have been good and exciting TV, but we don't want that on this television program.
Well, I didn't want it because Junichi.
Well, that's fair, that's fair. All right, the queen's return. It's time to lip sync, and the song is La Zarzamora by Lola Flores. We get a classic Spanish song, and they wanted the song to be honored. Do you think Pink Shadora wanted to slap Draxellas when she started to floss?
Yeah.
Do you think she wanted to get up on that stage and do it herself?
Probably.
Now, for the first time in Drag Race España history, Samantha Ballantyne's stayed in her drag.
Complete to beginning to end. Seth was taking shit off. And Samantha, do you think they told her? Listen,
I don't
quit
know what they told
taking this
her.
shit off.
Now, when the lyrics get to discussions about weeping, Setlas pulls out a photo of Sagittaria.
Yes.
Where did she get a printer to print that shit? The hotel?
Was like, how did you get this shit? Like, but still, like, let the fuck go,
At least she laughed at her when she flipped her the bird.
man. Yeah, that is like the least thing that she could do. It's like now it's getting like Katie Heron Mean Girls vibe.
Literally. In the end, Samantha somehow wins. She wins, and drag Celeste is safe.
Because she
You
kept her
agree.
clothes on. Yes, because Seth was the, I don't think Seth was the knows how to embody very well that kind of song.
Right.
So, and I think honestly, Samantha did less and that was better than what she usually does.
Well, Samantha has decided to give the chop to Poopy. It will be revealed that the pardon was going to Hornella, therefore Poopy is officially gone. The twist twisted and it didn't make anything change, but that's okay.
Yeah. I don't know if they were expecting to make to like that the twist would work, but I don't. Not that it didn't work, but
It didn't change the outcome.
exactly.
All right, I got some burning questions to wrap this podcast. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is Poopy's legacy?
She came back with better makeup.
And better drag, and
Better drag too.
she's very good at what she does. She
I
knows
like
her brand.
her.
I do
Yeah, I do
too.
like her.
Who won the week? Who had the best episode?
I have to say, I think it's between Samantha or Ornella for me.
I give it to Sagittaria and the popcorn.
Oh my God, Sagittarius, the popcorn. Yes, okay, I'll agree with you with
Do you
that.
think the popcorn was buttered? I like buttered popcorn,
I
like
do, but I
extra
think
buttered.
they have caramel too.
Ooh. All right, next week, we have a reunion. Why? What is the point? Is anything going
I
to get
think they just
resolved?
want to get fighting with Sagittarius. In my head, that's the point.
If there's not a resolution or a hug or something, I'm going to be very mad. And if they just pile on this poor girl, oh my
I
Lord.
would be pissed if this is just like a reunion to like keep dog shitting her. I'm like, why was this even done?
Well, after 5 episodes, the winner of the season is.
Like Judici for, well, for me, Judici, for the happy season of Seth was our Samantha.
Setlass is winning. There is no possible way the queen with the best track record in the history of Drag Race is not going to win that crown.
But the way they are sucking up to Samantha doing those peaches, though, hello. Like when they start saying those things to Samantha, I'm like, why am I watching this?
Yeah, it's so icky. All right, where can we find you on social media, Venmo, and any projects you want to plug?
You can find me at nasty underscore queens with an S on Instagram and just nasty queens on Venmo and Cash App. I accept tips.
There
No
it
projects
is.
yet. But I am finally getting my like drag around to get like putting my makeup station back together, so I'll be back soon.
We're hoping, we're hoping. Well, thank you so much for being here. It was a blast.
Thank you for having me.